Update. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama thinks you should engage your adversaries, which explains why, after more than a half century, the U.S. is about to send an ambassador to Havana, and Cuba will have an ambassador here in the U.S. The president will make the announcement later this morning. William Leogrand is an expert on Latin America at American University in Washington.
It's been now 54 years since the United States broke diplomatic relations with Cuba in January of 1961, and ever since that time, we've had a policy of hostility and isolation aimed at the Cuban regime.
But he warns against expecting huge changes quickly in this relationship.
The U.S. economic embargo imposed back in 1961 by President Kennedy, that's still in place, and it requires an act of Congress to remove it.
The U.S. Embassy in Havana is scheduled to open later this month. AP Update. I'm Rita Foley.